All right. Hello, everyone. Hi. I'm Summer Turner, also known as Ragazza Inglese on Twitter. And today I'm going to talk to you about the power of play in the classroom. And it starts with this random picture, which is what happened when my form class were in a lesson and a pigeon flew into one of the windows and smashed into the window, which is pretty strange, and then was followed by a seagull, which then attacked it and bit off its head. So the form were a little bit shaken up by that, funnily enough, and so when they arrived for registration, they were not really wanting to get on with what I wanted to do. So I thought, right, instead of actually forcing them to stop talking about this, let's make something of it. And so we ended up doing a debate, Mr. Seagull versus the estate of Mr. Pigeon, and it led to an amazing debate in class. Everybody was hugely engaged. Students who didn't usually talk were getting involved, and they wanted to talk about it for kind of weeks afterwards. And it made me realize the importance of kind of that playfulness in the classroom. But I want to think about how to make play work. This isn't something that I think is just a bolt-on, like a little activity to show off. It should be something that I think is central to your classroom, and this is why. I think it's a key learning tool. I think it's something that can encourage students to be really involved in their learning, mostly because it really builds a positive classroom atmosphere, so it can be used simply for that, trying to make sure that the students want to be in your classroom without you having to be kind of a matey teacher. You can actually just show that you're human because you enjoy the playfulness of life. I think it also helps to develop students who do all the things we want them to do. They're creative, they take risks, they're innovative, and they're engaged. I think play encourages all of those things. My history here, what did I think this would work? Well, I thought back to my school days when I was doing a study of Russia, Soviet Russia, and it stands out because the thing that I remembered most from that was when our teacher told us to do a role play on that, and we were allowed to do whatever we wanted as long as we included all the facts. So what we did was Stalingrad the musical. It's pretty standard, but that I can still remember now. If I listen to the songs that we use, we changed song lyrics to involve facts from Stalingrad and Soviet Russia, and I remember so much of that because it was so much fun, but it was also worthwhile. And so how have I dealt with that in my classroom? Well, I want to talk about the library invader and other adventures. Recently, I had a class of year sevens who really just did not like reading. They came in, they were just like, I hate reading, it's rubbish. So I thought, well, how am I going to deal with this? How am I going to get them interested in reading? So one day after school, a very dark, wintry evening, I decided to go into the library, which was all kind of closed up, the school library. It was pitch black, and I decided to pretend that I had invaded the library, and I used my iPhone, and I created a little film of me going around the library and kind of looking at different books and zooming into different books, and then picking some out. And then the next day, I showed them this film. I also created a kind of a cryptic quiz around that, where they had to follow various clues, and they had to go and search, using the clues that I'd left them in the video, and also some images I'd created, such as this one here. I then made them kind of go on a kind of a treasure hunt, cryptic treasure hunt, to find a certain book in the library. And it involved them actually having to read parts of books, so it wasn't just for the sake of doing it. They actually started reading, and they got really, really hugely engaged, and by the end of it, they were kind of cheering each other on about who was going to win, and then the last 15 minutes of the lesson, they all sat down and they read it silently, absorbed in various books that they'd found that day in the library for the first time, and I thought, right, actually, this could work. Other things I think you can do, swapping roles, so getting students to play teachers to play students is hugely effective. I talked about it in more detail in terms of co-construction as a kind of option, but it can just work just on a day-to-day thing in the lesson, getting somebody to act like a mini teacher and going around and talking to people. They like playing that role. It can be through drama activities. I'm an English teacher, so it's really easy for me to do drama. But as I said, you know, in history, you can do great role plays from that. And in other lessons, I think drama can be used to create that idea of play. Warm-up games, again, creating this atmosphere in the class, making people want to be involved in what happens in the lesson. And generally, just silliness, just showing them that you can be a learner, but you don't have to be serious all the time. You can enjoy yourself, you can be silly, you can play around with things, with different ideas, and I think that's really important. So I'm going to leave you, if you weren't convinced, with a real teacher, Plato, who said you can discover more about a person in an hour of play than in a year of conversation. Thank you.